Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace, describe a time when you helped organize a virtual event. Virtual events have become increasingly common in recent years, making this topic highly relevant for IELTS speaking tests. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions about organizing a virtual event, providing sample responses, and detailed analysis to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you helped organize a virtual event, is likely to appear in IELTS Speaking Part 2, where you'll be given a cue card and asked to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. However, related questions may also come up in Parts 1 and 3. Let's break down how to approach each part of the speaking test with this topic in mind. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about virtual events. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Have you ever attended a virtual event? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. I attended a virtual conference last year about digital marketing. It was interesting to join from home and listen to speakers from around the world. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I've participated in several virtual events, ranging from professional webinars to online cultural festivals. One particularly memorable experience was a global tech conference I attended last year. It was fascinating to engage with industry leaders and innovate thinkers from the comfort of my own home while still feeling fully immersed in the event atmosphere. Do you think virtual events will become more common in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. I think so. They're convenient and can reach more people. Plus, with technology improving, virtual events are becoming easier to organize and attend. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm convinced that virtual events will continue to gain popularity. The unprecedented accessibility they offer, coupled with advancements in virtual reality and augmented reality technologies, will likely revolutionize how we experience gatherings. However, I believe there will always be a place for in-person events, as human connection is irreplaceable. The future might see a harmonious blend of virtual and physical event elements. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a possible cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you helped organize a virtual event. You should say what the event was, when and how you organized it, who was involved, and explain why you think it was successful or not. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a virtual charity concert I helped organize last summer for a local animal shelter. The event was born out of necessity due to the pandemic restrictions, but it turned out to be an incredibly rewarding experience. As a volunteer at the shelter, I was part of a team tasked with finding innovative ways to raise funds. We brainstormed ideas and settled on a virtual concert featuring local musicians. My role was to coordinate the technical aspects of the live stream and liaise with the performers. We spent about a month planning the event. I researched various streaming platforms and eventually chose one that offered reliable service and interactive features like a chat function and virtual donation button. I also worked closely with the musicians, helping them set up their equipment for optimal sound quality. The event involved a diverse group of people. We had a team of volunteers managing different aspects like promotion and donor relations. 10 local musicians generously donated their time and talent. Most importantly, we had an audience of over 500 people who tuned in to support the cause. I believe the event was a resounding success for several reasons. Firstly, we exceeded our fundraising goal by 20%, which was crucial for the shelter's operations. Secondly, the virtual format allowed us to reach a broader audience, including people from neighboring cities who might not have attended an in-person event. Lastly, the positive feedback we received was overwhelming. Many viewers commented on the seamless technical execution and the heartwarming community spirit that shone through despite the virtual setting. This experience taught me the power of adaptability and the importance of embracing new technologies. It showed that with creativity and determination, we can turn challenges into opportunities for growth and positive impact. Follow-up questions. What was the biggest challenge you faced in organizing this virtual event? How did you ensure audience engagement during the virtual concert? Sample answers, Band 8-9. The most significant challenge was ensuring a stable internet connection for all performers. We overcame this hurdle by conducting multiple test runs and providing technical support to musicians who needed it. We also had a backup plan where pre-recorded performances could be seamlessly integrated if live streaming failed. To boost audience engagement, we implemented several strategies. We created an interactive chat where viewers could request songs and share encouraging messages. We also organized a virtual meet and greet with the musicians after the concert. Additionally, we incorporated short videos showcasing the shelter's animals between performances, which tugged at the heartstrings of our audience and motivated them to donate. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think virtual events have changed the way we interact socially? Band 6-7. Answer. Virtual events have made it easier to connect with people from different places. They've also changed how we communicate, relying more on technology. However, they can sometimes feel less personal than face-to-face meetings. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual events have fundamentally transformed our social landscape. On one hand, they've democratized access to experiences that were once limited by geographical or financial constraints. This has led to a more inclusive and diverse social environment. However, they've also altered the dynamics of human interaction. The lack of physical presence can sometimes lead to a sense of disconnect or Zoom fatigue. That said, people have shown remarkable adaptability, developing new social cues and etiquettes for virtual spaces. Moving forward, I believe we'll see a hybrid model emerge, blending the best aspects of both virtual and in-person interactions. Q. Do you think virtual events can ever fully replace in-person events? Band 6-7 answer. I don't think virtual events can completely replace in-person ones. While they're convenient, face-to-face interactions are still important for building relationships and networking. Maybe in the future, with better technology, virtual events will feel more real. Band 8-9. Answer. While virtual events have certainly proven their worth, especially in terms of accessibility and global reach, I don't believe they can entirely supplant in-person gatherings. The nuances of nonverbal communication and the spontaneity of face-to-face interactions are difficult to replicate in a virtual setting. However, as technology advances, particularly in areas like virtual and augmented reality, the line between virtual and physical experiences may blur. We might see a future where hybrid events become the norm, offering the best of both worlds, the convenience and inclusivity of virtual participation, coupled with the option for in-person attendance for those who desire that tactile experience. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Born out of necessity, of necessity, arising from a need or problem. Example, the virtual event format was born out of necessity due to the pandemic restrictions. Brainstorm, brainstorm, to generate ideas as a group. Example, we brainstormed various ideas before settling on the virtual concert concept. Resounding success, resounding success, a clear, emphatic, or complete success. Example, the charity concert was a resounding success, surpassing our expectations. Seamless, seamless, smooth and continuous, with no apparent gaps or spaces. Example, we aimed for a seamless technical execution to enhance the viewer experience. Tug at the heartstrings, to heartstrings, to evoke strong emotions. Example, the videos of shelter animals tugged at the heartstrings of our audience. Democratize access, access, to make something available to everyone. Example, virtual events have democratized access to educational and cultural experiences. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, particularly when discussing organizing virtual events, develop your ideas fully. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and provide examples. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and advanced vocabulary naturally. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly. Show critical thinking. Analyze the advantages and challenges of virtual events in your responses. Be authentic. Draw from personal experiences or observations to make your answers more engaging and credible. Remember, practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try recording yourself answering these questions and listen back to identify areas for improvement. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you participated in a virtual team-building activity. This related topic will help you expand your vocabulary and ideas around virtual interactions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.